Former Wildcats football player and SMU football player and longtime Metroplex football coach Q Britton recently passed away due to cancer. I talked about the innovative coach with Wildcats football coach Greg Owens.
I had a good relationship with Coach Britton over the years. We weren't exceptionally close, but pretty close just because, one, he and my parents were in the same class together, so they graduated Silver Springs together, so I've kind of known who he was and just some other good friends he has in town that I'm good friends with and their kids. And so I've always known about Coach Britton. When I first got out of college, that's one of the places I went and interviewed for a job. He had a freshman job open there, and things just didn't quite work out at the time. He didn't have anything, I think, at the time, but I did go and visit with him. So that's kind of when I started coaching, I started looking towards him. And then Lindale had a unique tie with him because I hired a guy that was his secondary coach and came to Lindale. So we went and visited with his staff a bunch of times and got pretty close to some of those guys and learned a lot of stuff. And Coach Britton was a great innovator. I mean, he's one of the guys, first guys I remember in the Metroplex of about two or three that really started throwing the football. And he was on the cutting edge of doing those things. And then he hired other Silver Springs guys that I'd grown up with. Cody Vanderford was one. And, I mean, they're just other guys. Joey Florence, who we knew. I mean, just a lot of guys that through the years, just the coaching tree as they cross paths and do those things. I remember when I first got this job, Coach Britton, he called me one day, just wanted to come up and visit. So he came up, and we sat down on the board, and we kind of picked his brain about some goal line offense stuff and those things, and went out and ate a couple of times. And all through the years, in the summertime, he was always around. He still had a place out around Winsboro, and he'd come up every now and then. We'd visit and do those things, but was always a great encourager for me. Just all the times, and just get great advice. I'd call him with something, and he was always there to just kind of, you know, be a voice and a seasoned veteran guy that you really respected because of what he had done. So, yeah, it's just a sad thing, and it was sad to hear, you know, about the cancer. But funny thing is, his longtime friend and defensive coordinator, Mike Burt, I saw him at a clinic about 3 weeks ago, and we visited about Q, and he had been going with Mike for several years and coaching on his staff just as an associate help coach. And so he was still plugged in, and he coached as long as he could and loved kids, and people loved him. And just, again, a great innovator and just a great mentor for a lot of people, a lot of coaches. And really, I thought a whole lot of him, and it was a sad day when I heard that this weekend.
Yeah, he won it all 1 year at
Flower Mound Marcus, yeah. I think 2 years prior to that, he got to the corners or the semis. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, I think the Stack kid was his quarterback. Great player, I think, went on to play at SMU quarterback. Mm-hmm. But they won it all. So it was fun to see that and that brand of football and those things. And from there, and he was with Ron Poe, and they were starting to throw the ball and doing things there. And from that tree came Q, and everybody else seemed like started to pick it up and throw the ball. So from there on, so it was a. But there's some good guys. He coached a lot of great guys and a lot of kids, but I always had a plan, and it was always good to go visit with him and pick his brain.
KSST Sports.